Print newspapers may be going the way of landline phones, but they have been around for a long time in our state, and the oldest ones can be like a time capsule of days gone by. Now, the Arizona Memory Project is working to digitize 40 such papers from our state's earliest years, including many that were printed by and for Arizona's African American community. The project is part of the National Digital Newspaper Program through a grant from the Library of Congress. And for more on this, I sat down with Sativa Peterson, News Content Program Manager for the State of Arizona Research Library, and I asked her to give us a sense of how extensive African-American newspapers were in Arizona at the time.
Well, African-Americans, you know, really played a significant role in the social, economic, and political history of the city of Phoenix. And so part of the goal for this grant was to capture some papers that we felt hadn't yet were underrepresented in our digital collection. Mm-hmm. And so we've located and identified six papers, and they really span from 1918 up until 1963.
So let's start at the beginning with this first one. 1918, the Phoenix Tribune starts publishing. Tell us about this paper.
So the Phoenix Tribune is the first African-American newspaper published in Arizona. It is started by a man named Arthur Randolph Smith in 1918. And I think that this time period that we're talking about, 1918 to 1931, in general terms, this is a time when it represents when African-American communities are sort of beginning to form mm-hmm. in Phoenix. So they're establishing some fundamental institutions. Churches are being built. Schools are being built. Black-owned businesses are being established. And, of course, part of that was having a Black community newspaper.
Yeah, and so much was going on then. Okay, so another one of these we have to talk about is the Arizona Gleam, which, great title, first of all. But describe this paper for us. Tell us a little bit about this.
Okay, I'm so excited about the Arizona Gleam because the Arizona Gleam, it was founded in Phoenix, Arizona, by a woman in November of 1929. Her name was Ira Hackett. She is the only African-American female newspaper owner in Arizona at that time, and really just one of a handful in the whole country.
Yeah.
And what's great is she started the newspaper in her home, and when it began, it had an all-female staff. They really focused on news of their community, so the front page often included news of all the churches and schools. And, you know, churches really did serve as a center for the African-American community. They offered, of course, religious services, but so much more. Like, people were coming to give lectures, and there were plays and celebrations. And so it makes sense that she would, you know, sort of focus her paper on sort of church and school.
I understand you brought a copy of this for us.
I do. I do have a couple copies.
Let's take a look.
So here is, this is from a little bit later. This is 31. So you can see it has this sort of beautiful masthead.
That's a great
with
masthead.
Like a landscape, desert landscape in the back with mountains and saguaros. And there's a man holding like a shining, you know, gleaming light, we
right.
should say. Yeah.
Right.
And it says, a paper that reaches the people and gets results.
So this is amazing, though, in terms of like the history of women in journalism. Like, there were specific roles for women maybe in a mainstream newspaper at this time, but it would have been like in a women's section, right? And this sounds like they were doing, you know, the big news of the day and real community news, like in a way that wasn't just about housekeeping or whatever it might have been otherwise.
Absolutely. And keep in mind that between 1920 and about 1940, when the Arizona Gleam is being published, the African-American population in Phoenix has tripled. So it's this paper corresponds with this time when the community is expanding. But at the same time as it's expanding, there's still this culture of segregation and discrimination and a lot of economic restrictions. But despite that, she and this group of women get this paper out. It's a weekly paper. It comes out every Saturday, published in the home. And the female staff included associate editor H.M. Fritz, and reporters Tilly Turner, Ruth Phillips, and Consuela McHenry. Now, we're missing some of the issues. We don't have the complete run. Mm. I would welcome researchers to come in and fill in these gaps because it's sort of this very interesting mystery. And also, I think it would make a great movie. So any screenwriters out there,
yeah.
I really want to see the movie of Ira Hackett and this team of like female journalists putting this paper out in early Phoenix.
Me too. I want to see that. Okay, so you're looking at, you know, this body of work as a whole, though, of these six African-American newspapers that were created through this kind of long period of Arizona history. What did you learn about the community at that time and about the way that that might have affected the growth of this state and then the development here?
Well, one thing is that, you know, I think we're living in an era where there's just a lot less local newspapers, less local news coverage. It's been somewhat on the decline. And I think these historical newspapers really are in some ways like time travel. They can transport you back to another time. You know, they really served as the informational hubs of these communities. So there are not just stories about politics and how we governed ourselves, but stories about, you know, how we celebrated, what we ate, how we marveled at new technology. And so that to me is, you know, there's all obvious like scholarly interests in the paper, but there's a lot of personal information, high school graduations, military enlistments, obituaries. So there's a lot of genealogical interest as well.
Yeah. What do you love about this? I mean, this is what you do. You are an archivist, right? And you study newspapers. But what is it that draws you to this? And what do you think you want people to know as they look through this or that they should look through it?
I hope it gives people a deeper sense of community to each other and to place. Because, I mean, as you're driving along, you can be like, oh, that's, you know, maybe that's where Ira Hackett was publishing her paper.
It connects us to our history.
It does. It's both encouraging and discouraging, maybe at the same time. It's really encouraging because you can see ways that we've clearly progressed and ways that our city has evolved and matured. And then sometimes you're reading old news and you're like, wow, we're still working on that. We're still trying to figure that out.
All right. Sativa Peterson is the National Digital Newspaper Program Grant Project Director and News Content Program Manager for the State of Arizona Research Library. Sativa, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.